setting expectations only to be let down yet again. It's been a while since we ran it on the blog. Let's see what has happened, or at least worth talking about. While a young man, Kyle Rittenhouse, was acquitted on all charges, the media on the left has been slamming a whole race on national television. If you want to teach your kids what a racist is, all you have to do is turn on the boob tube to any of the left's media channels, and you will see hate at its finest. I wouldn't doubt if they are setting these anchors up for a never hire again event, probably not even to be a greeter at Walmart. I know I would never hire one of them. What waste of money. They all say they would like to see us come together, but yet there they are putting a spike between every race. When are we going to call what it is really what it is? Sorry, Kyle was not a racist, dude that ran into a parade killing six at the time of writing this, possibly racist. Sorry, left, it is what it is. You may not like what you see or hear, but the truth will fucking hurt, if you have pulled blinders over your eyes and earbuds in your ears. If I told you that the boogeyman white supremacist are a very few in numbers, you would call me a liar. If I told you that most crimes committed in the United States were committed by blacks, you would say that I am a white supremacist. If I told you that the machine that unearthed the metal for your Tesla's battery put out more carbon than my car put out in a year, you would call me a white supremacist. If I told you I was a black man loving life in a red state, you would call me a white supremacist. I don't get it. Just because you can't answer what the fuck someone asked, why answer with such a stupid response? Maybe the truth is just that, a truth. I really don't understand. It reminds me of when I was caught in a lie when I was 8 years old. My brothers and I went to a junkyard and I broke out car windows with rocks. It was fun for the time, but within a week the cops were knocking on the door. The cops asked my parents if they could see me and talk. I remember walking down the hall and turning the corner, seeing the cops in the room. I slowed my steps and a million things went into a plausible story that I, an 8 year old, seemed truthful and good. I don't remember what I said, but I do remember feeling pretty good about the story. The cops looked at me and paused as if maybe I was telling the truth, but I was wrong. One officer proceeded to tell me that they lifted my prints of the rocks and knew that I was the one that broke the windows out. Busted, I was. They gave my parents a couple pages of paper and left. Father was not happy with me, and the feeling of impending doom filled my soul. I don't remember the punishment, but I don't think it was as bad as knowing that I lied through my teeth just to cover my own ass. The judge asked me what I thought I was doing, and I remember not being able to speak. I don't remember a fine, but I had 300 hours of community service, and when you're 8. Damn, it was a long time. I mowed lawns forever. Did I blame others for my actions? No, I took the blame because the blame was mine. I was 8. Here we are 2021, almost 2022, and all the demo socialists lie, cheat, and try to divide us over the same shit that we damn near had eradicated. Sure, I don't love or even like all my neighbors, but I'm not about to go out and run them over or shoot them. Man the fuck up. And accept the fucking truth. We are a wounded nation, bleeding from our necks, and all these skull fuckers on national news and daily talk shows are speaking lies before they do their research. How the fuck do they get to keep their jobs? Find anyone that isn't affiliated with Fox that has any idea what the fuck is happening. Don't worry, you'll wait. Pretty damn hard, isn't it? I can think of a couple governors and congressional candidates that want to see shit change. I'm on board with that. Something has got to change, and it might as well be in 2022. We cannot bear any more of this stupid shit. Why so angry? Why are you not? You should be. This was once country standing for freedom. What are we now? A country that is full of pussies, not even putting up a fight for the rights. Did you know that your vice president used to date Montel Williams, and this dude Willie motherfucking Brown? Wonder what we will find out next of this ball crawling bitch. He'll let you decide what you think about her, but I don't have anything nice to say about someone whose rep comes from such a shady past and shady people. All her actions and what she calls work come from that type of past, bitch, please. You're lazy and tipping on the side of psychotic. Montel might be the only semi-cool dude that she has been with. And Biden, damn dude, we would rather have Hillary than Harris, fuckman. Now we pray you don't croak and leave the presidency in her hands. Civil war for sure, and I wish I was joking about that. Trust me, they are not white supremacists nor BLM, but there is a group, a large group that doesn't see color of skin or sect of religion, but believe in the country and the founding documents. They might be sitting next to you on the subway, or in the car at the stoplight, the person who writes your checks or serves your food. They are everywhere waiting for the call to arms. Not saying this in a threatening way, but in a way saying that we still have real people who care about what is happening. I'm going to need to do some step work for resentments I have, but thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.